When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Elena.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks so much for allowing us to give you a call about this. Tell us what's going on.
Good morning. This is like a silly question for you, but it's about my relationship with my boyfriend.
All right. We're all about silly questions.
Yeah. So we've been together for almost a year. And I'm not going to lie. One of the big reasons we started dating is because he's super hot and has this amazing body.
I love how honest you are.
Transparency. I like it.
I mean, like, he knows it and I know it. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, and he's really active on social media. Like, he always goes to the gym, the pool, walks around shirtless all the time. Like, he's that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't bother me, you know, but, what does bother me is that, like, you know, even though we've been together almost a year now, like, I have never made it onto his social media, like, at all.
Oh, so you go to social media, he has, you would have no idea that he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, okay. Yeah, and it wasn't, like, a big deal at first. Like, I get it, but it's almost a year, and there's, like, no posts at all, like, to indicate, like, he's not single.
Right. I'm sure you've mentioned something to him about it. Does he have an ex? Okay. All right.
Okay.
What does he say?
His excuse is that, like, he's using social media as, like, a business. Uh-huh. And I don't know. He makes some money off of TikTok. And he says he's an influencer. And, like, all part right. of that is that, like, this illusion that people think that he's single. Like, you know, he wants them to like him. He thinks it's silly that I'm getting upset, but, like, you know, am I? I don't know. Like, yeah. Would you tolerate not being acknowledged?
You said he's trying to use it for, like, a business, and is he trying to, like, be a model? Is he trying to be, like, a fitness instructor, like, a personal trainer?
I think he's just sort of trying to be, like, a hot guy, like, influencer.
Okay. He's trying to be a professional hot guy.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah.
Elena, I don't know anything about that. So, so this is very foreign to me.
Yeah.
I get it that, like, social media, and it's tough sometimes because, you know, I'll say to my daughters all the time, it's like, hey, be careful what you see on social media because people are just right. putting everything that you want to see up. It's not necessarily yeah. real life, right? But I understand also your point of view where it's like, hey, I'm a part of your life. Why am I not a part of your social media?
Well, has he allowed himself to be on your social media?
I post him, you know, but...
So he says that's fine and you can say that you're in a relationship on your pages. He's just not putting it on his.
Yeah.
Probably, Kelly, because she doesn't have quite the reach
right.
that he does.
I don't have his following.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
And so he feels safe to go on your page because...
No one's going to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, would it be so horrible, like, to be the hot guy, like, with me, like, in the background? I don't know, just something.
I don't know. Part of me is like, you know, you have a concern and a complaint. And he's not necessarily recognizing it. That part makes me feel like, okay, well, that's kind of crappy of him.
Well, does he understand though, like, where you're coming from with that? But he's just, this is his explanation. Like, hey, it's just kind of like a business thing.
Yeah, he's becoming really silly. Like, it's not real life. Like, settle down.
Okay.
I mean, I can see that too. To be honest, I mean, there's not, you know, guys. I think sometimes don't. Dive into the whole let's share everything in our life thing maybe as much as women do, and maybe that's his mentality around it, and this is just business,
I guess.
I'll tell you, we've already been getting some people texting in 502-795-1997, and really the purpose of group therapy, and again, thank you for allowing us to chat with you about this, is, you know, hopefully some other people have been in your situation. Maybe we can give you some tips and pointers on what to do next. Or...
maybe there's some other professional hot guys that can just
who could slide into Elena's DMs
and confirm or deny his approach to this.
Right, for sure. Well, Elena, I mean, keep your head up. I would say don't think too much about it right now, but you know, obviously.
Is everything else solid in your relationship?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going really well, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll try to help you out here, Elena. Thank you for letting us chat.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Ray.
I think for research purposes, I should probably just look up his account and just...
Yeah, she did. She did give us his account.
Oh, by the way, so on Facebook, Tracy's like, I say yes, you're being silly. Being an influencer, making money at it, he knows what sells.
Okay.
You shouldn't need social media to validate your relationship. Now, Tanya says there are other platforms. He can make a separate account that's private to share with his real-life friends or family. Or he hopes to meet someone else. Maybe you're a side chick.
Oh.
I'm a truck driver. I have two phones, one personal, one business, but I often use both at the same time because I can't stop my route to look up a bathroom. They each have different apps or functions for activities.
Wow. I did not even consider the idea of him not having or not you know, having a different life, right?
Yes.
Ray rolls in and says on text, sounds like you're using him for his body and he's using himself for his body.
Oh, well, she did kind of confess that was initially why they got together.
I'm
sure there's more that's keeping her in the relationship, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how big of a red flag is this? Do you have a story about such a thing where, you know, you weren't acknowledged on social media and XYZ happened? Let us know. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll get to that and those stories coming up on 99.7 EJX. Just got off the phone with Elena. Her boyfriend's a bit of a hottie. Walks around without his shirt on. Posts pictures for the world to see on Instagram.
She says he's kind of like a professional hot guy.
Yeah.
On social media.
Yeah, they've been dating for about a year. She's not been featured once on his Instagram page, and it's starting to sting. And she's
but he's all like, babe, you know, I gotta give the illusion that I'm single, you know, for my business.
Yeah, Jasmine rolls in and says, I believe it was a line from the movie Coyote Ugly. You don't need to be available, just look like it. That's what sells.
Oh, yes. To quote Coyote Ugly. Wise words. Penelope says, do your family and friends know you exist in a relationship with him? Does he bring you to social and personal events and introduce you as his girlfriend appropriately in conversation? Does he flirt or behave romantically towards others in real life or online?
Oh.
Does he treat you with respect, kindness, and love? Does he have a personal page and a business page? You can look for examples of people in his line of work who mention their significant others, spouses, online on their personal and or business pages. And then you can ask whether his future spouse or longtime partner would ever be mentioned on his social media. Very good points.
Jennifer says, from my experience, this may not be the case with you at all, but mine did the same thing.
Oh.
After a couple years of listening to his excuses as to why she was never showing up on his social media, we broke up because I found out he had a whole other relationship going on, too.
Oh.
So, no, you're not silly, but I never bothered to look further into things, and I should have. Oof.
Okay. All right. So that's kind of what she's trying to do here.
Yeah.
She's just trying to look and say, all right, is there, you know, some sort of underlying,
you know,
activity going on?
Beverly brings up a couple questions like, how much does he make? You said he makes a little money from social media. Like, if it's in the thousands each month, that's one thing. But if it's just a couple bucks, maybe you should just talk to him about it. And she goes on and says, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think he is that big to not put you on his social ones.
She hasn't done the research. Yeah. But a lot of people are pointing out that, you know, social media is not real life.
Right.
Like, a lot of people try to put their best foot forward on social media, so don't hinge the entire relationship on that. Now, that said, we have heard some examples of why you just need to make sure that he is being authentic with you and that there is no other interactions maybe online with anybody else to appear single.
Right. So, look, I think if everything behind the scenes is good, you know, maybe Instagram ain't isn't everything. TikTok isn't everything. You know, there are other social media accounts. Does he have a Facebook page that's private or whatever that maybe he could post pictures of you on, or the relationship? Does he acknowledge you in other ways? You know, if everything else is all right and this is the only thing, you know, maybe you just kind of, it's a caution flag, not a red flag, but
right.
I would.
We just monitor the situation. But yeah. I mean, really, Facebook is the one where you declare your relationship.
Right.
That's the only one that has like a status that says, you know, if you're single, divorced, separated, in a relationship with someone.
And if he's not giving you red flags in other areas.
Right.
Then maybe this is just a caution flag. So.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, that's what we're saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we break up over this, but no. And he knows how you feel, and that at some point, you know, that you want a public declaration that you're his lady.
Yeah.
And if he's not willing to compromise in that arena at all, then maybe we have a deeper discussion about it.
Yeah. Okay. So that is group therapy. Thank you so much, Elena, for allowing us to chat with you. And good luck. Keep us posted.